This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So how much money would you pay for a little peace and quiet and no, not in this room? How much would you pay?
Well, define peace and quiet for me.
Quiet and peaceful.
But that means different things to different people. Like when I went out that one time in the country and we were in Manhattan and there was no noise pollution and you could see stars for miles and you couldn't hear cars, that's peace and quiet. Oh, but also you can be at home and turn off the radio and the TV.
And your phone.
And your phone, and that could be peace and quiet.
The average American would pay $2,521 for a day of peace and quiet, for a day. Of peace and quiet. By the way, you can get a
just
week
lock yourself
in Cancun
in your car
for that. Parents would pay an additional $1,100. So parents would pay $3,600.
I feel like locking yourself in your car to achieve quiet is not exactly peaceful.
Meh. That would be quiet, but it wouldn't be peaceful.
Yeah,
yeah, you're right. This is according to a new survey of 2,000 Americans, 30% of which are parents, which explored the importance of quality time to recharge and the barriers to getting enough of it. Now, I would make this simple argument. Unless you're the parent of young children who need regular attention,
yeah,
your inability to get peace and quiet is on you.
I tend to agree.
You shouldn't even have to pay for it. I don't understand why you can't get peace and quiet. To Dana's point, turn off the TV. Turn off the radio, dare I say. Turn off your phone and tell people, I'll be back tomorrow. I'm going to get some peace and quiet. Results show the average respondent gets only 9.5 hours per month to themselves, with the biggest barriers being family obligations, work commitments, and financial constraints. 9 hours a month?
No.
That's 20 minutes a day.
Come on. If you have toddlers, there is no peace and quiet.
That's right.
Are the years of your life where you're kind of right in the middle of it. Where were we over the weekend? There were kids running around and they were having a good time. They were like 7 and 8. And you know, you get to our age, Scott, and you look at that and you just think,
you couldn't pay me.
We did it and it was the most beautiful time in our lives to raise those children. But now that
they
turned out well, you see that again and you think, I would not be able to start over and do that again.
Well, like I told you.
We put in our time.
Like a couple months ago, the gal that is my trainer at the gym teaches the class I go to. She's not a personal trainer. She's not a Sam, Stevie. Her daughter, who just had a baby, about a year and a half ago, brought the kid in.
Yep.
Super cute.
Darling.
Oh, my goodness. But I remember I went over and said hello and to the little boy and and then I turned to a friend of mine in class, Jen, and I said, you couldn't pay me $1,000,000.
Yeah.
And Jen, has one daughter who just graduated from Nebraska, in fact, said, oh no, you couldn't pay me.
Now, if someone said that to me when I was right in the thick of all of those things, I would probably be offended. What do you mean? Like,
they're adorable.
I think you have to get to the other side of it. And then you look back and you go, and I've had moms say this to me. how did we do that? And I go, I don't know. We did.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah, you guys are sounding like a real AARP commercial.
No, right? I'm just saying it.
Oh, I can't wait.
That's why the definition of peace and quiet, it's hard to quantify that. Because for me, I have peace and quiet all the time.
So do I.
I love it.
I went for an hour-long walk this morning.
There's a meme going around, and it's a woman about my age, and she's sipping on a cocktail, and she's laying on a beach lounger. And you know how the eras to her, like, what era are you in? Mm-hmm. And the meme just says, I'm in the I get to do whatever the blank I want era, and it's glorious.
Have you ever tried to take a walk without your phone?
No.
I would encourage you, because mm-hmm. that's what I did this morning.
Uh-huh. Just taking the nature.
Yep. I leave my phone behind every chance I get.
What if someone tries to kidnap me? And then that one time, I'm like, yeah, because Scott told me not to take my phone.
What is your phone going to do to stop them from kidnapping you?
I've got that thing on the cyber. It goes, dit, and emergency alerts everybody.
Oh, yeah, they'll find you real fast.
Yeah.
Because the kidnapper is going to make sure that you get to bring your phone with you.
I'm telling you, the first thing I do in a parking garage now, forget the mace, ladies. You set up that emergency SOS on your cell phone because the cell phone's in your hand. The mace, you're like, I'm sorry, rapey. Can you just give me a minute? I'm going to dig here in my bag.
Right.
My mace is here somewhere. I'm not sure how it sprays when I use it because I've never tested it. Get that five little thing on the side of your, you just goes, boop, 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 boop.
But the mace is going to give you a fighting chance. The SOS, they still have to come find you.
If you have it in your hand and out and ready to spray, 100%, but most women don't. When I had mace, it was just in the bottom of my bag.
Well, then what's the point?
Exactly.
I mean,
phone is in your hand and it updates your GPS.
But you could resolve that by just getting out the mace, having it ready to go. Maybe test it so you know which direction it sprays.
Not on yourself. On your least favorite kid.
Samuel. I'm telling you, it's very rare that I would be in a parking lot by myself. But it happened about a month ago. And it was during the day, but I don't care. No. I happened to be downtown. Doesn't matter. And I was walking and I was by myself in a parking garage. Broad daylight. But parking garage is dark. And I had that phone in my hand and I was holding it up like the encore at a concert.
Like the Statue of Liberty.
Because I want everyone to see.
Flame.
I have got my thumb on the emergency button. You get away from me,
weirdos. And all they saw was a crazy lady walking across the parking lot. From the text line.
Did I get kidnapped? No.
If you cannot get peace and quiet because you have toddlers, that's also on you.
That's true.
Yeah.
But keep in mind, this said for a day of peace and quiet, not an hour of peace and quiet, a day. Also, they would pay $339.80 on average for an extra hour of sleep. Huh. Okay.
Now that I would pay for.
You would pay for an extra hour of sleep?
I never sleep enough.
Why not?
I'm so sorry about that, Sam, because I have friends who fight that battle and have tried everything, and that is the one thing I would not handle well.
Well, even if like I have the time to sleep in. I mean, I choose to get up early. I can always sleep in thanks to the wonderful hours that I work. But, you know, I do my day backwards where I run errands in the morning and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But even when I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and sleep in tomorrow, I turn all my alarms off and the sun comes up and so do I.
Do you get squirrel in the cage?
What do you mean?
You wake up and then your brain just starts going a mile a minute. You're thinking about everything you have to do.
Yep.
You start to worry about things.
And then I start beating myself up for being lazy, for still laying in bed.
Mm.
Been there, done that.
I get up and start going.
I just roll on back over with a smile on my face. Am I right?
But, I mean, so to the texter about toddlers and, you know, if you can't get some peace and quiet, that's on you. If you have toddlers, you're not getting a day of peace and quiet. And quite frankly, I don't mind a little bit of peace and quiet. My mornings are pretty peaceful, pretty quiet. But a whole day of peace and quiet, dare I say, sounds boring to me.
Oh, I have something to do.
That sounds like a wasted day. If all you're doing is just doing peace and quiet things. We are keeping an eye on Los Angeles. I don't know what's going on here, but a number of people in
a lot of marching
uniforms are marching down the street toward a relatively small crowd. Maybe 100 people who have parked themselves on a crosswalk across a downtown street in Los Angeles.
They seem to continue to train their cameras on the smaller crowds. I'm not.
Yeah, and there are two different crowds that we're aware of. One with about 300 people, and they're marching down a street. And then there's this smaller crowd of 100 or less that are just hanging out on a crosswalk in downtown Los Angeles. And it's not even a highway. It's just, think like 14th Street in downtown Kansas City. It's not a busy, well, I'm sure it's busy if they weren't there, but we'll continue to monitor. If something happens, if we have some issues, we will go to either ABC News or CNN as it warrants. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.